James Cone, father of black liberation theology, 1939-2018. James Cone was a small man, as in short in stature, but he was great in mind as a theologian and scholar. And after the emergence of the black freedom movement during the 1960s, he shocked the world with his seminal work, Black Theology, where he wrote, God is black. Professor Cone wasn't the first to say that, for decades before he did so, scholar Arthur Huff Fawcett wrote Black Gods of the Metropolis, published originally in 1944, detailing black religious movements in black ghettos in the North. Professor Cone's work, enlightened by the black freedom movement, led him to write, God is black. There is no place in black theology for a colorless God. In a society where human beings suffer precisely because of their color. The blackness of God means that God has made the oppressed condition God's own condition. James Hal Cone, author of Black Theology of Liberation. Cone's ideas came to fruition in black Christian nationalist communities across America who saw the divine at work in the black freedom movement. Cone's brilliance was matched by his boldness, and his writing was both liberating and revelatory. In 1991, Cone published Malcolm and Martin in America, which examined the ideas of Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X and their impacts on America. In writing of these two spiritual leaders and their respective ways of leadership, Cone wrote, anger and humor are like the left and right arm. They complement each other. Anger empowers the poor to declare their uncompromising opposition to oppression, and humor prevents them from being consumed by their fury. James Cone, Malcolm and Martin in America. James H. Cone, born in Fordyce, Arkansas, 1939, returns to his ancestors after a shimmering career as a black scholar. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.